Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for dropping in. We've got listener questions for you today. Ricky and Pam join me, and we get a great question from our good friend Diane. She's asking about the best way to get her hands on some of those goodies over at Gideon's at Disney Springs without waiting an eternity, and we discuss some strategies there. It's not great, but we give some tips there. We also get a great question about downsizing from the deluxe resorts to the moderates. Which deluxe resort or which moderate resort feels the most deluxe right now? Great question there. Also, we talk about that week between Halloween and Christmas where there's the big switchover where you can celebrate two holidays in just one week down at Walt Disney World. Also, quick service breakfast options at Disney Springs. There's not a lot, but what can you do in that instance where you're staying at a Disney Springs hotel but want a little Disney atmosphere before you head out in your car there? If you're at an athletic event like cheerleading or staying at going to ESPN for a sporting event, this and much more coming your way on today's show. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure for no additional cost to you. Just swing by the website today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you so very much to our Patreon supporters. You guys are the all-stars of our show. You can support us as well. Just $5 a month, and you'll get our bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come on over. We'd love to see you right now. Come on over. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2451 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great week and you're settling into it being light outside and being able to get outside and enjoy the weather after work or after school. It is glorious. And here in the Midwest, the weather has churned to spring. Man, if you're not in a good mood this week, I don't know. You are definitely Oscar the Grouch, so hang in there. We're going to try to cheer you up with some fun Disney talk. I know my buddy Scotty G, who's not with us tonight, but he's happy because he's got a spring break trip like less than a week away, and he's already bugging me with all the tweets and all the optimism. I mean, I'm not going anywhere over spring break this year. I'm home, and I'm already – here's how it works with Scotty. Because when he goes down, this is how it's going to be. This is how it always is. And I do the same to him, so I deserve it. But he's going down for like 8 or 9 nights, Coronado Springs. And that's my jam. That's my place. So while I'm here grinding for when he's down there for those 8 or 9 days, I'll be like working. And I'll be getting his text after text of him eating ice cream and having Maya Grill or sitting at Siesta, the little pool bar, the dig site pool. Or he'll be doing all the cool stuff. And like, dude, it is 10 o'clock in the morning. You should be working, you sucker. And you're down there on spring break having the best time of your life. I don't know if your friends do that to you, but I just want to wring his neck. I love him. But it's like, oh, you're living your best life. And I'm sitting here just type, boring life. So get ready. I know that you probably feel my pain, but turnabout's fair play, and we'll have to make sure that happens. But anyway, we're going to have a good time answering your list of questions. Joining me today from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and TheMouseForLess.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Wednesday. What's up?
Happy Wednesday. Yeah, crazy that daylight saving time is here, and I love that the sun is out even longer. So that part's nice, and we'll see how this goes with Lucy and sleeping. So luckily she's a pretty good sleeper, although lately she's been teething. So, you know, teething and sleeping don't go together so well, but it's okay. We'll get through that, and we'll have a full night of sleep again here soon, hopefully, because daylight saving time and teething don't go together very well, let me just tell you.
So I just recorded Mike in the Midwest for this week right before this show. So I'm doing 3 in a row here. I don't know why I'm trying to do this, but and I lost my train of thought because I'm so tired from this past.
That's right. Yeah, that's the whole point of daylight savings. You're just tired.
Who knows how the third show will go in this sequence, because I totally lost my train of thought like 10 minutes into the first show because I'm exhausted since daylight's. And I love daylight savings time, to be honest, because my life's so boring. It gives me something to look forward to two weekends of the year. Nice. But I'm not teething, but I mean, it's gotten me. It usually doesn't get me. I don't know what it is this year, but it's wiped me out. So
I don't know. So it's definitely, I feel like it's been a little tougher this year. I don't know why. I know why for me, but you know, I feel like everybody overall, it just seems like it's gotten tougher. We'll get through it, everybody. Plenty of coffee. We're a couple days in now, so hopefully that will help us all. I've been definitely downing the coffee though. So that's been my saving grace. Thank goodness.
And by the way, the day we're recording, actually it's a national take a nap day.
We've already missed it.
It's Wednesday. It was Monday. That's so, true. Day, you
can
know
I,
what?
Can I take a nap when I go to sleep? And then that just.
You know, yeah. I used to be a teacher and I'm allowed to write notes. Everybody take a nap today if you want to. Okay, I don't care. I'll write you a note. And also, Pam Forrester, she's joining us. She's co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. And Pam, what's that behind you? That's the missing hour of sleep from the weekend. What's up?
That's where it went. There we go. Yeah.
So remember when you were younger and your parents would complain about daylight savings and you'd be like, what do you mean? Like daylight savings is impactful to you and whatever. Each year of your life, I think it becomes more impactful. Don't you think? I mean, it's just like you're less and less able to actually make the transition. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree.
I'm not sure what that says, but
I don't know.
Here's where we are.
Let's just do away with it. Seriously. Like they've talked about it for years. Come on. Let's just cut it. It's fine. Let's just.
I would love if they would do that.
We
need to stay on this.
Yes. Though. We need to stay on this here, not right. Go to the other. Yes.
Yeah. I had a whole discussion. I had a whole dissertation on it today on Mike in the Midwest. Not trying to sell the show, but I talked about how boring my life is that I do get excited that two weekends of the year. Okay. One, I get excited because like you get that whole like the stays light longer and that's kind of cool. And then, you know, the fall, like I get excited because you get an extra hour of sleep. Now I get sad because it gets dark so early. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a wash. But when it happens over winding down race weekend, you're a runner. It's the bomb.
That's the best. That is the best.
So
yes.
That's a bonus. Yeah.
That is the best. But actually this week, seriously, when I lived in St. Louis and, you know, you just wait and pray for, you know, winter to be over. This week was honestly one of my favorite weeks because it was really the swing to spring because you have, you have Pi Day, which is this week. You have the Ides of March, which, you know, for book nerds.
Don't get shanked.
Yeah, that's don't get shanked. There you go. That's there. And then you have St. Patrick's Day. So like those 3 days in a row, I feel like they were my turning point. So I always waited for this week. I don't know what that says about me, to be perfectly honest. So
for the record, I think people know that if I ever run for president, one of my platforms is going to be to outlaw freestyle cook machines. That's one of my major things. I hate those things because you get behind a 6-year-old and they try to make the 78 Coke decision. And one of my other platforms will be that if we're going to stay with the switches, but we're going to make the jump like the light speed in the spring. We're going to spring forward at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Okay, got it.
So forget the in the middle of the night stuff. We're jumping from 4 to 5, grabbing, heading down to the Mexican restaurant.
So I kind of like this. No, I think we should make the jump from 4 to 5.
Yeah, right.
See? That way you lose an extra.
Who picked two in the morning?
You shouldn't be working all, maybe hopefully you're not working on Sunday or Saturday. So, you know, that would be nice. Yeah, you lose that. Seriously. Yeah, I think that would
work. I'm good. I'm on board with this. Yeah. Okay, what do we have to do?
Dude,
can we get this on the voting platform for this year? Like, is that possible?
There's two ends in Rahlman, people. Two ends when you write me in. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Mike Rahlman.
Independent.
There's a whole platform.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Given the alternatives,
it might be the platform. That's true. No,
don't write me in because I do not want any of that smoke. Okay, here we go. Diane's got a question. Thank God. Diane says, question. Gideon's has been open for a few years now, and I've yet to try these famous cookies. We visited numerous times, but with zero game plan, kind of like every one of these podcasts, and my lines just make us turn around. Can you give me all your tips and tricks for scoring some of these delicious looking treats? We're going next month. Thanks in advance. And we love Diane. She's always here with us.
Yay. Yay.
Okay. I've never had a Gideon's. Actually, I have had Gideon's cookies, but only because they brought them to us at the Give Kids the World fundraiser.
Yes, you did. All right. So my tip is if you can't go off property and go to the one, you know, toward downtown, which I know most people can't do, but, you know, I get it. That's always the one to go to. It has no line, or at least not much of a line. But if you're going to want to Disney Springs, the first thing, and I mean the very first thing you need to do, is you need to go to Gideon's and put yourself on the wait list. I mean, it doesn't matter what time you get there, unless
they aren't doing that anymore. Unless
they're not doing the wait list.
Unless it's really huge, they are not doing the wait list.
Really?
Yeah.
When did they change that?
I think it's been off and on throughout. They really only put the wait list in play if things are really insanely busy.
Well, I guess I've always been when it's insanely busy, because I've even been within the last 6 months, and that happened to me. So I still say go see how the line situation is. And then if they have a wait list, at least then you can be on the wait list ASAP. And then you can do things around Disney Springs. And
yeah, it is. I've been disappointed that they've actually stopped the waiting list, but they typically only do it if the line is really reaching, not just beyond the sort of beyond that ledge, but even beyond that.
Got it.
So it has to go beyond that point, and then they will typically open the wait list. So, you know, it's, I think one of the things that I would recommend is, first of all, not on the weekend,
That's because true.
Downtown Disney is 100 times busier on the weekend. It just is. And in the evening, unless you're sort of hitting that spot in, like, when people may not have left the theme parks because it's early, but yet aren't coming there for dinner. So you could try that. Another thing you can do is go in the morning, but I'll be honest, we have been there first thing when it has opened and there was still a line there. So make sure that you're going to be able to get there as soon as it opens. Not within 10 minutes, not within 15 minutes of it opening, like before it opens. And try that. And I was trying to think of something else. I wish that there was a great way to suggest doing that. It just, there just really isn't. But I will tell you, more than the cookies, the coffee is fantastic. Yeah. That peanut butter cold brew is great. And they usually have a special each month that they'll put out there. They also have special cookies that they put out each month in addition to their standards. And their standards, their standard chocolate chip and their toffee chocolate chip and their peanut butter and their cookies and cream, those are sort of standards, but they have some really good specialty ones that happen each month too.
Okay, that must have been what I did then, because I feel like I definitely have gone on the weekend slash also evening, so I feel like that's why I've been put on the wait list then. So, and yeah, that makes way more sense.
I just can't believe though that a place that just sells basically coffee, cookies, and cake, like, can't be more efficient getting that stuff out for the cost they're selling. Like, I'd want to get people in and out, boom, you know, and like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just like for a bit, I just can't, it's unbelievable. Like, they're selling at high cost, like, and it's not, you know, it's not even like something that takes that long. Like, just dish that stuff out. I don't know.
I know.
Because that new cookie, because like the cookie of the month this month is one that it looks rocking. Because
it looks amazing.
It's like a peanut butter cup kind of combo. And that's, chocolate and peanut butter are my jam. Like, I'm usually not into it. It's like too kind of crazy looking. But that one I saw and I'm like, oh, get in my belly, baby.
That looks phenomenal.
All right, next question is actually over in the inbox. We're going to go back and forth today from Jonathan in Cranston, Rhode Island. It says, Mike and Company. Spring is coming to New England, and I've been daydreaming for our next Disney World vacation. Our last two trips, we stayed at Wilderness Lodge, but as prices continue to go up, I've been thinking about moderate resorts. What do you guys think about the best moderate substitutions for deluxe resorts? Is Caribbean Beach the poor man's Polynesian? Thanks for the great show, John. I like Coronado. Coronado feels like... I hate to say it, but like that is my deluxe right now. Like when I'm in Coronado, I walk around and I feel like I'm the Monopoly man or something. Because I mean, I don't really typically go deluxe, but I feel fancy when I'm at Coronado. I don't know. It just feels fancy. Like I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I got nice sit down restaurant options. The dig site pool is nice enough. Like, I mean, I don't need anything more than the dig site pool. It's got a nice slide. I mean, I'm not going to slide. Usually, you know, I'm old.
Oh, the quiet pools are the sleepers, right?
The quiet pools. You got two fitness centers. You got the one in the casitas. Yeah. You got the one in the tower. You got the tower. You got the awesome, why is the name slipping me? The bar that's in the bottom of the tower.
Barcelona.
See,
And Dahlia up top.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just, the grounds feel nice. Even just the porte cochere right there as you pull up outside.
My one complaint is the quick service there.
I like it. I mean, because
it was
the little,
so much better before. It was just
maybe. It was. But I still like the little sweet treat corner. They have some great sweet treat corner there. That's my jam. But you're right. They did have better food back in the Pepper Market days. I still call
really
it Pepper
did.
Market. But.
Yeah, they really did. And it was like cooked fresh. They would do, you know, right in front of you. I feel like that was such a huge thing. That's my one complaint about this. The good news is that they have some sit down options or some quick service options that I think put out some great food too. I think even Rick's, the sports bar, has good food. Again,
really
it's
good food.
Just regular food.
That's why I like it, because it's good food. And it's kind of creative too. It's actually kind of creative.
Agreed. We had stayed there for a while and ended up going there. You know, it would be Friday night and we'd be like, okay, I just want to go somewhere that's easy. I just want something regular. And we would go there. They have some great beers on tap. They just do it with Three Bridges and Dahlia and Rick's Sports Bar and even the Laguna Bar that's right there. The Laguna Bar has actually been offering some hot food options.
Really?
Now, where these come from?
That's like right on the lake there. There's not a kitchen.
There's scuba divers that bring them over from
Here's
Three Bridges.
Exactly.
No, they must come from inside from one of the kitchens either. I wouldn't think Maya Grill, but maybe Maya Grill or whatnot. And they're just a few options. So they're, you know, not a ton, but still, if you're just looking for a quick meal, that's another place. I just think that Coronado has a lot of pluses. It really does. But when you're talking about moderates, I mean, Caribbean Beach has the Skyliner access. And I think that that's really hard to compete with for a lot of people.
Agreed.
It makes going to Epcot and Hollywood Studios such a plus. So
it's got the Skyliner, it's got a great feature pool and that pirate pool. The food court at Caribbean Beach is underrated. We don't talk about that very much. Sebastian's Bistro is a solid table service restaurant. And the thing that people forget is that you are extremely close to Riviera, which gives you options for dining there too. Primo Piatto is probably a top five counter service restaurant on property.
100%. I agree. And at every meal, it's not like some meals are solid and some aren't. Like literally breakfast, boom, lunch, yes, dinner, yes. And you have the little cafe there too, which I think, first of all, is making some great coffee. For those who drink coffee drinks, there's a few of them that are some of my favorites. Like I actually will go there to get these coffees. And they just have little cute little snacks. And then in the evening, they sort of have more appetizer-y like things. So you have access to that when you're staying at Caribbean Beach. You can either take the Skyliner or, as Mike said, walk over. That's cool. And people love Port Orleans French Quarter. I think it has always been such a beloved resort because it was smaller in size and easier to navigate. And really, we went as far as you could at Port Orleans French Quarter. The furthest corner of the furthest building, and you're still talking a 5-minute walk to the main building.
That's where Scott stayed in his last on his last trip. He was in building one and he was just raving about it because he was like in the corner of building one in one of those corner rooms. I was like, oh, dude, you got the spot right on the Sasagula.
Awesome. You do. And that's a great thing. And then, of course, Riverside, we're not helping at all. I'm telling you why they are all great. And Riverside has so many great options, too. First of all, they have the two themes. And, you know, I like the alligator bayou rooms.
You're such a rustic girl.
Yes. I'm such a camper.
You just like that. You like that. You like that memory.
That's
of,
it. That's you, the one.
You like that memory of Steve chucking the suitcase because of the elevator situation.
There you go.
But there, yes. So I guess that's what we'll call our camping from now on. But anyways, yes, there's that. But you also have the mansion rooms and that boat to Disney Springs is,
that's a ride.
I think, awesome. I think it just really is. And people are like, boat, whatever. No. Everything's better on a boat, my friend.
Always. Especially a boat ride. You can see the tree houses.
Exactly.
Yeah, all of them. All right.
So they're all great.
Yeah. But I mean, the most deluxe, I'd say Coronado most deluxe Caribbean Beach second, if I had to guess. And it is. And to answer your question, yes, it is the poor man's Polynesian. Yes, it is the poor man's Polynesian. Correct.
Yes. Boom. Okay. Your question next.
William's always here and he says, I'm going to the World on Halloween this year. It's been on my bucket list to do and see the start of the change to Christmas. Is there any tips, tricks that you can pass on? So he's going to be there for that switchover right at the end of Halloween. I guess he'll be there right at Halloween on the 31st and kind of hang out until Christmas arrives. Pam, have you been there? I've never been there for that switchover. Tips, tricks.
Yes. So is this, I'm sorry, I totally missed the question.
No, so William's going to be there for Halloween bucket list trip this year.
Okay.
But he's going to be there for the switch over to Christmas. So he's going to be there at Halloween and kind of
World. Okay. Yeah, cause I'm reading the other question that's down a little bit. That's
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know there's a couple. Yeah.
It is. So there is this period of time between the last Halloween and the first Christmas party. And we're going to see that transition be more remarkable is at the Magic Kingdom. Because by the time, you know, that last Halloween party happens, they're taking down the decorations and they are going to be decorated for Christmas. You will not see it go like that at all the resorts and all the other theme parks. It just doesn't happen that quickly. It sort of happens over a period of time. Sometimes you won't even see some of them till after Thanksgiving or very close to Thanksgiving. So keep that in mind. You'll probably see lots of holiday merchandise that starts showing up fairly early. But yeah, the transition between the Magic Kingdom and is where you're going to see that big.
So I will say, I kind of been paying attention to this too over the last few years, just, you know, as I've been working on the Mouse for Less and trying to get everything right for the site. And I've noticed, obviously, yes, the biggest transition, like Pam said, is going to be, of course, Magic Kingdom and into Christmas, Halloween into Christmas. And it will really depend on when the last Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party will end up being this year. So that's something to keep in mind as well, because they'll need to keep the Halloween decorations up later if they have like a Halloween party on the first, which sometimes they do. Sometimes they have, I think, even on the second. It just kind of depends on how the calendar falls. So that's something to keep in mind. They usually typically try to have the holiday decorations up for sure at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, the Magic Kingdom, usually it's a quick turnaround in the sense of they want to have it up for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. That will usually be not the weekend immediately after Halloween, but the one after that. So there'll be kind of a transition slowly in that time period. I've noticed that Hollywood Studios lately has been putting up their Christmas decorations before Halloween, which is kind of weird.
Early.
Yeah, they definitely have been, like, I've seen the stars go up on, you know, Sunset Boulevard, and Halloween is still hasn't taken place. So you will see stuff there probably. Disney's Animal Kingdom is a little bit slower. That's usually in that week in between, you know, the first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is their typically hard date for having all the Christmas decorations at the parks. And then, like Pam said, the resorts are a slow roll, but they've kind of moved up a little bit in time. So before, like Pam said, it used to be you may not see it until Thanksgiving. And now they kind of have moved it up a little bit so that people can enjoy those resorts a little bit earlier, except for, I think, the Gingerbread House. I think that might be a little bit more closer towards Thanksgiving. And then Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, is when you'll see all the stuff really up for Epcot, because Epcot doesn't transition from Food and Wine until about the week. It usually ends about the week before Thanksgiving or so. And then they don't start Christmas until after Thanksgiving, because that's when they start Candlelight Processional. So that's kind of what I've noticed over the last couple of years since COVID, how Disney has kind of transitioned with the holiday decorations and stuff.
Sweet. And William says he'll be back in December so I get to see the full-blown Christmas there.
There you go. That's good.
He's in there. All right. Amy's got a question in the inbox. It says, hello, I'm Amy from Baltimore. Love your podcast and listen all the time. My family's taking a very short trip to Orlando to see my college-age daughter play in her college softball spring break games. We're staying at a Disney Springs Good Neighbor area resort. I've been in this situation with cheerleading and do not have plans to visit the parks. So sad. I know. I snuck in because I had an annual pass. Nobody else did. I currently have dinner reservations at Boma for the last night of the trip and my daughter's birthday. I'm trying to decide what to do on a Sunday morning before road tripping to Charleston. I think it's about a 6-hour drive. I tried for homecoming reservations, but they're not available. So I booked at Olivia's upon hearing about so many good things on your podcast. I'm wondering, though, if we should consider using the time to wander around Disney Springs and get a quick service kind of breakfast at Disney Springs and soak in the Disney magic before a long car ride. If so, what quick service breakfast options are best to consider? My kids will be with us for breakfast, are 16 and 12. We'll have a car and are staying at the Drury Inn. Thank you. All the best to Amy. By the way, that Drury Inn is pretty nice because they're based out of Missouri. They started in Missouri. And one of the things Drury Inn has is what's called the kickback. I'm just saying, I always seek out Drury Inns when I'm on, because I mean, they are from Missouri and we have one here in St. Charles. And Scott, we use the kickback when he came to St. Louis. You get like free drinks and they have like really good food. Like it's like at 4:30 to like 6. And we took advantage of that. And it was a good deal because of that. So I'm just saying. Anyway, back to the question at hand. Olivia's rocks. I hate to say not to go to Olivia's. I don't know. What would you do though? Because Olivia's has a good breakfast. That'd fill your belly. That'd be good stuff. But then whoever's driving is going to get the sleepies. I would. I'm so tired right now. I'm just saying, if you put some the eggs and biscuits and all that in my belly right now, I'd be like, there's no way I'm making it to Charleston. I'm probably not making it to Ocala. But I don't know. What I'm trying to think. So if they did go to Disney Springs, I get it. They want to get some of that Disney magic, soak up the atmosphere. I'm trying to think what's open for breakfast quick service wise besides like Earl.
I go to Earl
all the time. That's my go-to. Yeah.
It is, but I don't think that's necessarily that fun.
Yeah, I don't think either. It's good though. Like it's quick and it's efficient. I went there every morning during Summit every year. Like I just walk right over to Earl and get my breakfast burrito or whatever.
Raglan Road is going to be available.
But they're looking quick service though, I think. See, no. I can't think of anything quick service there anymore.
I don't think there's anything else that does quick service breakfast.
The donut place does.
Oh yeah,
donuts. There is one other place. I'm trying to think what it is, and now of course.
Something down on like the west side. Is there anything down there besides the donut place?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of another table service because at different times, City Works
was what I was thinking of too.
Breakfast there. As far as a quick Starbucks. Service there, that'll be hard. Quick services at some of the resorts, maybe that it is something that you could do. But again, you will not Primo Piata is what I would suggest, but you won't be able to go there because they are so restrictive in terms of
Skyliner. Yeah.
Yep.
I think you're trying to get in to get on the
Skyliner.
You won't
be able to park there and go. So you'd have to, go to one of the Epcot or Disney Hollywood Studios and take the Skyliner over. And that would be kind of a pain in the butt for sure. So think about that. Another place that does have decent quick service for breakfast, and it has the famous Tonga Toast, is Captain Cook's. Again, parking can sometimes be an issue there. You will see many times when you're trying to, even if you try to order in advance, it will give you a warning that you are not able to order unless you're actually staying there. So see how that works out. Now, if you have table service reservations, they're always going to let you park there. And that's something that it may be worth it to you to consider a table service restaurant, just because then you'll be able to get to park at that restaurant or in that resort. So
I'll say keep trying for homecoming, though. And plus, trying for homecoming, they are looking for table service. So maybe, you know, consider, you know, some of those options around Disney Springs and just look around. Because, like, Raglan Road would be a good breakfast. So
it is a good breakfast. Yeah, they have a really good brunch type menu. And I think that's, you know, kind of fun, too. So, yeah. Definitely.
But Olivia's is so good. I get it. You want the atmosphere of Disney Springs. I totally understand that because you go shopping and kind of, you know, get the feel of it. But Olivia's is a rocking breakfast at a good value. And Old Key West has a Disney feel. Like, if you're just looking to get some of that Disney feel, Old Key West just oozes it. So you'd like that. All right. Next question is from Paul here in the chat. He's on Facebook with us. Here is my opinion question for you guys. We haven't been in about a year. During 2022, we went 3 times. Leveraging our annual passes, going back down for a Riviera stay and hitting much more than Disney. Do we get a hopper and cram a bunch of parks in it? Or going back down for Riviera stay and hitting much more than Disney. Do we get a hopper and cram in a bunch of parks? Or slow it down and just enjoy one or maybe 2 parks on our Disney day. The other parks will be SeaWorld and Universal. So do they try to cram it all in or slow it down? What do you think? Just kind of an opinion piece here for Paul. I always say slow it down and enjoy. You know, I always go quality over quantity, if that's what he's asking.
True. Yeah.
Just depends kind of person you are, though, I guess.
It's true. I mean, it depends on what they're wanting to hit, too. Like, if they're just wanting to do, like, a couple of the headliners, then, you know, they can absolutely cram that all in. But, you know, like you said, if you want to take your time a little bit and enjoy it, then I would say definitely slow down and don't do the park hop.
All right. Question from Kathy. Heading out to the West Coast. Heading to Disneyland next month for the very first time. Oh, you're going to have fun. And, by the way, they're putting in the Magic Band Plus scanners as you enter Disneyland. I don't know how I feel about that because I like Disneyland because it is one of the things, and I'm weird this way, but one of the things I've loved about Disneyland is the entrance to Disneyland and how old school it feels. I know it's not efficient, but like the cast members that work the entry, like they're just sitting there with like little phones. It's so cute. And, like, they take your picture the very first time you go through. I feel like it's so old, not dated. And I love it. Like, that's one of the things I love about Disneyland. It's not World. Like, they're so nice to you. They're like, hey, how you doing? It's not fast. It's so jammed up. But, like, once you get there, it's kind of fun. Like, hey, how you doing? You know, it's usually an older person. I'm good. How are you? I got to take your picture. Okay. So I smile. You probably don't need to smile, you know. And they go, okay, cool. They scan your little thing. It takes forever. No, it's all about efficiency, man. They put in the things, boop, you hit your touch point. It's like Walt Disney World. Anyway, that's not her question. Heading to Disneyland for the first time next month. What's your favorite spot to watch the fireworks at Disneyland and World of Color at DCA? I'll tell you, for World of Color, up on the rail, get wet. It's not World of Color unless you're getting wet. It's like a Gallagher concert where you get hit with watermelon or whatever. I had my hood on last time when I was there, man. I got wet. I'm just saying. It was fun. No, I did though. I was on the rail for real. We were the very front row, but that's where I watched it. Okay, so the fireworks the fireworks for Disneyland on Main Street. I mean, just right there in front by the holiday shop.
I actually love to watch them back by It's a Small World. Yeah, you actually see that. The projections so much better than you can on the castle. For some reason, the show in particular, I think the projections are hard to see on the Disneyland castle. So that's something to consider. Plus, you don't have to stake out your spot quite as early if you go over to It's a Small World, and you get to see a lot of the stuff. And World of Color, I actually love the dessert parties there. You get a seat with some of them. So that's something to consider. They also have a World of Color dining package. If you were going to dine at one of those restaurants anyways, you may want to consider that. So that's where I like to be.
Ricky, do you have any preferences for
I've definitely done the fireworks on Main Street, so that's kind of where I would suggest. However, do keep in mind that Disneyland is a little different with fireworks. So they don't happen every single night.
Nope.
They do tend to happen more on the weekends. And they can be canceled at the very last minute. So that's something to keep in mind as well. That happened to us when we were there one time. So you got your spot all staked out, and then you hear the announcement, today's fireworks are not going to take place, but we're going to continue with the Mickey's Mixed Mingle or something like that. So yeah, they usually will do the projection show.
They have like a crazy club show now, like that happens on Main Street. It's like Main Street turns into a club. It's crazy. It's wild.
And
it's
then
so fun.
Exactly. And so you're like, oh, that's not what I sat here for all this time. So just,
but you can save it. You know how you save if the fireworks get canceled, you're on Main Street. You just immediately pull out the app. You mobile order Gibson Girl ice cream and all is good, because you can mobile order Gibson Girl ice cream. What? It's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Agreed. Mobile order a double scooper.
Can you imagine if they had mobile order, though, for the Main Street, the ice cream parlor on Main Street at Walt Disney World? Dude, that place.
Oh, why not? Come on now. I'd be like Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams. Is this heaven? That's what I say every time I'm in Disneyland. Is this heaven? Yeah. No, it's a Gibson Girl. Anyway, next question is from Emily. Hey, BOGB crew. We are traveling in July to Walt Disney World and wondering about Magic Bands. We're a family of five with three kids under 13. God bless you. We have old Magic Bands that we could use, but they're many years old at this point, 2019. We've used those for a few trips in recent years, and they probably still work for our upcoming trip. That being said, I'd like to get everyone a new band, but not quite sold on Magic Band Plus. I'm not opposed to Magic Band Plus, but the idea of having to charge five Magic Bands, four phones, three iPads, and a partridge in a pear tree. No, she didn't say that. And a work computer every night makes my head hurt. Can you say lots of power strips? Do they still sell the old Magic Bands on Disney property? If not, any idea on how to charge that many devices as easily as possible? Thanks so much. Love listening to your shows as a way of connecting to Disney throughout the year. Thanks, Emily. Oh my, you are living my charging life. I am the charging czar when we get back at night.
He really is.
Nobody in my family charges anything, but in the morning they expect the charging fairy that everything's charged. Like, everybody in my family but me expects to roll out in the morning, walk to the bus, and everything's charged, but they fall asleep with everything sitting on the nightstand, and then they don't care to plug it in. They just expect the old Tinkerbell to come and just like give them 100% juice. It doesn't work that way, people. You gotta prep before you go to sleep. That's how it works. And that's my speech. If you stay in my room, that's what you're getting every night. That's me. So you gotta have a plan. Everybody, before you brush your teeth, take out your contacts, whatever you do, floss. I don't care. I see Emily's a dentist, so flossing, I can tell
there
from her email.
That's,
I can tell from her email address she's
appease
a dentist.
Appease the dentist. Appease the dentist.
I play to the audience here.
There
I'm
you
just
go.
Saying.
Yeah.
But you got to have a mission. Like everybody, and these kids, you got to train them up young. You got to, hey, you don't plug in your iPad the night before. Guess what? It's dead the next day. It's life. You'll make it at Walt Disney World a day without your iPad. It's just how it's going to be. You're just going to have to party all day without electronics. No, I'm not kidding, but I'd bring a couple power strips, because Disney's been really great, though, about the plugs and the situation in the rooms with all the USB outlets. Now, they are going to have to start upgrading to USB-C outlets. It happened quickly.
That's true.
They have a lot of A's, but now there's a lot of C things. It's amazing how quickly that thing happens. But the question is, though, Ricky, can you buy Magic Bands that are not Plus anywhere? I'm not a big Magic Band person anymore. I just kind of use my phone.
That is a very good question. And I'm not 100% sure.
I actually looked last time we were here. We get this question from guests.
Good. I'm glad that you looked, because I'm not sure.
There were very few options, if any, to buy the regular Magic Bands.
That's what I kind of expected.
Just about all of them were Magic Band Pluses.
That's what I figured.
And at different resorts, there weren't any Magic Band, regular Magic Bands available. So I think one of the things you can do, though, is to bring like a USB chart, like one of the chargers with a lot of ports. They're actually really small. I mean, think about it. They're a deck of cards, basically, a little bigger than a deck of cards. If you bring two of those, then you're going to be set. with things like that. And that will really help. That's what we do when we go. We take something like that with us. So.
Yep. So Mallory, like, we've gotten her, and again, she's the worst offender of all this. I mean, like, my like right now, my I'm probably getting an alert on my Apple Watch because my blood pressure is going up. Because just thinking of her with charging electronics just drives me crazy. Because she'll be like, Dad, I get the text all the time. Dad, can you? Because, you know, she'll like go from like, you know, she'll have a cheer game. Thank God cheer's over for right now for like 2 weeks. But she'd always be like, we got a game tonight. Can you bring my charger? I'm like, yeah. But it's dead because you didn't plug the charger in because you gotta. It doesn't help if you don't plug the charger in too. Exactly. Like the charger isn't gonna magically get juice. You gotta plug that in to get juice too. It's the whole thing. But she has one that is like a little credit card, right? We've gotten her like 10 of them, like to try to solve this problem. But she doesn't charge. It's like a one use thing, you know. Like you gotta plug it in to get more juice when you come home. Like if you use it, plug it in at night, it'll be fine. And then put it back in your purse or your gym bag or whatever, you know, your cheer bag, whatever it is. Anyway, Anchor's a good company to get them from. The good deals on Amazon all the time. Great quality, and they're always on sale. Anchor, A-N-K-E-R. That's a good product. Get those in for the kids. But I will say, here's the good news about Magic Band Plus, which you may not know. You don't have to charge them. If you don't charge your Magic Band Plus, it'll still open your room and it'll still get you in the park. Like the only thing your Magic Band Plus won't do if you don't charge it is all the cool stuff, like light up and do all the dancing and all the fancy stuff. But if it's dead as a doornail, it still works as a Magic Band.
It does.
So people might not know that, but
yeah,
I mean, I charge mine every night because I am like the charging police, but if you don't charge it, it still works as a regular Magic Band.
You got to designate one person as the charger.
That is me.
I know, right? That's why I think they think Mike is. He's the charger, but he's like, nope, I'm all on my own.
But then you got to be like, then give me your device.
True.
Like,
I am. But I mean, it just like I can't sleep if it is like. I mean, there's a little glow in our room every night. We have so many devices like charging. It's like there's a hum. There's like
It is. We just bring the brick in, like with all the different ports, and they all go in there. So it's all good.
And see, Diane didn't know that your Magic Band Plus still works when it's dead because Diane charges her devices. Which I'm glad you don't know that, Diane, because you're doing it right. You know. You shouldn't have to know that, but yes, they do work when they're dead. But they should never get dead because you're charging your devices the correct way. Yes.
100%.
Shout out to Diane. You get a bell and you get a horn. There you go. Thank you for being a charger. All right. We're ducking out of here because my blood pressure is so high right now. I need to go take a walk. All right. So if you have a question, send them in. Mike@brguestpodcast.com. We'll get that on the next show. And on Friday, I need to do something a little less stressful. So guess what we're doing? Straight from our Discord channel, we're talking about the best Mexican food and apps, best Mexican on property. And some of these places you might not think about. And Lord knows when you're on Walt Disney World, you got to have Mexican at some point. I mean, multiple times. So we're talking about that.
Like a staple. Yeah.
I mean, 5 times a week for me. Not probably so much for everybody else, but you got to have it. So we're talking about that on Friday. Speaking of Discord, the Discord has been just hopping. Over 500 listeners of the show hanging out over there. Come on over, brguestpodcast.com. Just go down to the widgets and just look for the join the Discord. By now, we probably have the URL. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Discord. I'm working on that. So check that out. That should work. And come on over and join us. But don't forget, our show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure. An adventure is out there, and we want to help you embrace that adventure. Whether it's to Walt Disney World for some chips and guac, Disneyland, Rancho del Zocalo, baby. That's all I have to say. That's why I go to Disneyland. If you're on the Disney Cruise Line, guess what? The Disney Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Festival of Flavors.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. There's Mexican on that ship.
There is.
And Adventures by Disney. You can go to Mexico. I'm just saying. The real thing. I've connected it all. I make connections. Oh, no. That's what I do in the ad read. We can get you there. You can go to Spain. We could do this all day, people. But the best part is with working with the Magic for Less, no cost to you, and you get great ad reads like this every single week in first class service. Better service than these ad reads. So check them out today. All right.
Clearly,
I made the owner snort. Look at that! I did it! I did it!
Oh no, she's going. What did I get
myself into? Yes. Woohoo! So there you go. TheMagicForLess.com. Book your trip today. We're going to take awesome care of you. I promise you. We can't send chips and guac in the mail, but I promise you if I could, I would. All right. Also, we have our Amazon affiliate link, BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Even when you buy a digital photo frame that didn't work, we appreciate it because I bought one this weekend and I shook it and
no.
But I'm sending it back and they're sending me a new one, so I'll let you know how that works out. Pam spent an hour and a half with it and almost killed me because I gave it to her and she couldn't get it to work, but we're working with it. So Amazon, our brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and our patrons, thank you so much for that. patreon.com/brguestpodcast. You get that bonus show called Mike in the Midwest. It was a fun one this week. I'm telling you, it made you think. It was a thinker. So come on over, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Give us a follow on social media. Pam's at Ricky. Pam's at TMFLT. Pam, Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. I'm at brguestmike at all the social media places. And Sunday night, we'll have our live call-in show. We had record numbers last week. It was incredible. And we are going up against the Oscars, people. So I guess people didn't want to watch it.
Against Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken. Dude.
I'm Just Mike. And
he
so
might
we win.
Drop that. I'm just telling you.
Mike I'm just saying. We had more people than ever. More people than ever were tuned into us. And we're having the best time ever. So Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, all the places, Instagram. Come join us and give us a call. We had a blast. We're going to do it again this Sunday night. All right. So we'll be back in on Friday talking Mexican at Walt Disney World. Oh my gosh, my two favorite things. So come on over. If we had football on the TV, it's the trifecta. So here we go. We're going to have a good time on Friday. So join us for that. So until then, you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.